From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Two men freed from prison in North Korea are flying home today. Kenneth Bay, held since 2012, and Matthew Miller, held since April, were released through a secret mission by James Clapper, the National Intelligence Director. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says the timing of the release isn't a surprise.
It does coincide a bit with a charm offensive of sorts by North Korea. North Korea has been trying to head off a UN Security Council debate over referring Pyongyang to the International Criminal Court. There have been some really tough UN reports recently. For instance, a commission of inquiry earlier this year detailed widespread abuses, the prison camps, torture, starvation, and all of that prompted a debate in the UN Security Council. Some members now are trying to push through a draft resolution on the issue of human rights to punish North Korea for this.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting. Germany celebrates the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall this weekend, with a 9-mile-long string of lit balloons hovering where the concrete barrier once stood. Speaking near Germany's Brandenburg Gate Saturday, former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev had a dire prediction. He warned of another Cold War over Ukraine. The BBC's Jenny Hill has more.
Referring to growing tensions between Russia and the West over Ukraine, Mr. Gorbachev urged Western leaders to lift sanctions against Moscow and to seek dialogue with Vladimir Putin. He blamed the current crisis on short-sighted anti-Russian policies developed by a triumphalist West at the end of the Cold War.
Instead of becoming a leader of change in a global world, Europe has turned into an arena of political upheaval, of competition for spheres of influence, and finally of military conflict.
The former Soviet leader told a symposium in Berlin, the world is on the brink of a new Cold War. Some are even saying it's already begun.
The BBC's Jenny Hill. A swarm of earthquakes in northwest Nevada has seismologists releasing new warnings in that area. And NPR's Nathan Rott reports the quakes have been going on since the summer, but they have intensified in recent days.
Since July, more than 700 earthquakes have struck a small uninhabited area in the northwest corner of Nevada. Most have been magnitude 2.0 to 3.0, small temblors. But they've been growing steadily, and in the last week, at least six of magnitude 4.0 or higher have been recorded in the area. Seismologists have issued warnings to two small towns that are near the area, saying that the swarm increases the likelihood of a bigger, potentially damaging earthquake, but only just. Seismologists from the University of Nevada say that it's a small increase in likelihood and that there's no certainty a bigger earthquake will hit. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. The death toll in Washington State high school shooting 2 weeks ago outside Seattle has now risen to 5. 15-year-old Andrew Freiberg died from his injuries last night. The shooter was his cousin, 14-year-old Jalen Freiberg, who police say died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Another victim was released from the hospital Thursday after being shot in the jaw. So far, still no motive for that shooting. A grim anniversary in the Philippines Saturday. 1 year ago today, Typhoon Haiyan slammed the island country. It's the deadliest tropical cyclone ever to hit its shores. More than 6,000 people were killed. From Tacloban, Simone Orendine reports towns that lost the dead or missing held special ceremonies today.
At the Holy Cross mass grave in Tacloban City, a soloist choked his way through a song whose lyrics say, "You are not alone." The mass was dedicated to the more than 2,000 people who died in this city after tsunami-like storm surges smashed its shorelines. Rose Del Villarma's younger brother was swept away by a wave. 2- and 4-year-old children went missing. She says the family still can't accept that they died that way. The Category 5 typhoon shattered more than 1 million houses and left millions of people jobless. Officials say having decent housing remains a challenge. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Tacloban.
After 10 months of negotiation, an agreement has been reached between the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and its musicians. It ends a 2-month lockout. Now the 70th anniversary season of the Symphony Orchestra is scheduled to start November 13th. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.